This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. Please enjoy this unpaywalled episode of The Pro Version. To hear more episodes like this, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Whatever, we have a guest or whatever, but I don't, they can hear this. I think I am gonna do what I was talking about doing last week, and I am gonna start another bling ring. I'm gonna do like a
And actually do it for real this time.
Yes, because it was so half-assed and corny-ass, and I just think like, for me, as a 40-something year old man, to really put both fucking feet and butt cheeks behind doing a full ass bling ring, like hardcore smash and grabs, and get a ring of bling that is substantial with some of my cronies, with some of my buddies, you know.
And not doing it for like 1 second and then going to the news and being like, "We're sorry.
We accidentally did it. We didn't know it was bad. No, doing it for a long time, getting shot and killed by the police. You know,
taunting them with a letter before that they used to trace you.
This is the bling ring. This is, what's my name as the leader? This is the bling master.
Yes.
This is the bling master.
Like the ring.
By the time
like
you the read this master. Letter, I will already have gotten all of the bling for my ring. I will strike again. Yeah, so I'm just going to do it. But I mean, I know we have a guest and everything. I just wanted to say, setting my intention.
He's thinking he needs time to promote. It's like, trust me, you'll have plenty of time and more than you need. What do you call yourself over there these days?
What's the deal?
Yeah, currently senior editor, but I'm pushing to be called comedy critic.
Currently senior editor.
Currently senior editor.
Pushing to be called comedy critic.
Pushing to who? Like, who even talks to you? Just call yourself that.
Well, I have been called that in the press. So I was like, well.
Comedy critic.
Yeah, people are like, Vulture's comedy critic, Jesse David Fox. Which is my name. But so I was like, they're all calling me this.
Yeah.
This is my title.
You want the David when you're just hanging out?
No.
It's fine for this that it's Jesse David Fox, like, and I know that's like what you write under because
there's
already a Vulture writer named Jesse Fox.
Yeah. I need to distinguish from that person and then
Okay. But we're just hanging out, hopefully this podcast gets to a point where we're actually just kind of chilling, hanging out.
Yeah,
like, that's just always my goal with the guests.
Yes.
So like,
nice
let me
to
know
start
if
with that. But if
David.
We need to sort of ease into it over the course of the episode, that's just, we can work with that. We'll work with whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll honestly do whatever. He writes for Vulture Blog, under part of New York the magazine. He. Is famous in this show, which a lot of people don't realize that he was a part of our only truly failed episode that we ever did, that we recorded in New York, did a whole ass entire main feed episode with Jesse David and Tom Sharpling, right?
Yes.
That was recorded by his associate producer, Dudio. And then after the show, Jesse left and Dudio was just like, "I'm sorry, I just couldn't handle that guy's bullshit." And so
that's what happened. It was the only episode deemed
unreleasable based purely on content. It's become the stuff of legend.
Yes. And I was like,
what did he tell you at the time, that there was a technical issue?
Yeah, yeah. He sent me the technical issue. He goes, this is what it sounds like. And it's just like,
yes.
It's like, you can't release that.
Well, Dudio did that because of all the bullshit.
And yeah, he was kind of, everything you said, he was going, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
This guy shouldn't be on the main feed.
Yes. Uh-uh. And so we're here in the pro version in the same way as, like, look, we do this dance now. We, like, we get, like, let's just get into it. The book's called Comedy Book. Kevin gets in there. He knows what to do. Hit Control F. Search himself first. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Whatever you need to do. Then search for the fellas. We're obviously not in there. Goes without saying. No.
Well, I one of the
do,
fellas
No, wait,
is.
Wait. I didn't do... I skimmed the entire book. I didn't do Control F. Let me say this.
Yeah.
I'm fucking burning through it. No. Is there any way this could get to me? No. Like, nothing that could possibly connect. Oh, here's a whole section on, like, comedy podcasts stuff.
Yeah.
Nope, not anywhere near it. Nothing. Then I do find the name of Hayes Davenport. And Hayes Davenport is listed as a podcast host. No mention of the name of the fucking show. No mention that he co-hosts it with someone else whose name is also not in there. And I find myself thinking,
yes,
this bitch want to come on my show?
And it's
how come for?
And it's of course designed to drive a wedge between us when instead all of our animosity should be directed at Jesse David for not putting the name of the show in there. Our show not being in the comedy podcast section. Now that's comedy.
Yeah,
now that's
actually got me like,
now that's
the funniest fucking book I've ever seen.
Now that's a comedy book.
That's a real comedy book. Well, my show's not mentioned in the comedy podcast section. Oh, wow. That's really good comedy now by this book.
But he's dangling the second edition. He's dangling the paperback just like I got a main feed to dangle around.
Oh, that's what's happening.
I got it. And so did you make some distinction? Like, did some people get like a galleys of the book and then some people got what I did, which was like a thrice forwarded PDF of some kind?
Yeah.
Well,
it was like the chain of possession had to be established for legal reasons.
I believe Kevin checked the thread where I goes, Kevin, should I send them copies of the book? And no response to that. So I said, well, here's a PDF just in case they want to look at it beforehand.
Because Kevin can't control
it. I wish you had sent
me
a hard copy.
And he's tried, believe me.
And I wish you had
control F just about everything he sees.
I wish you had sent it to me, and I wish you had written a little, like, to Sean, here's your copy, so that my name would end up in the fucking book somewhere.
Yes.
I could have printed it. The worst part is you guys were in it for, like, many drafts of the book.
And that's something I did have to ask about. So who ended up chopping us out?
I got
Fat Cats at Rand McNally. Who's publishing this?
FSG. And it was the common pocket. There's like
this guy and the three-letter acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only went
this
with three-letter.
This is JDF with FSG. FML, everybody.
So yeah, they're like,
what did it used to say?
I was talking about the flagrant runs and how you have people making writing and recording full music parodies for a show that they are paying for, and that was an example of how comedy fans these days feel like they are
don't
part
talk
of
about
it.
That.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't remind them.
We don't want them to be
that
catching.
They're paying
anyone
to hear
to
themselves
on to
their
stuff.
Own content they worked on. That's like not.
I did. So I took it out partly to protect
not what I'm proudest
guys.
Of.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy you took that out.
Sure would be a shame if I were to put your scheme in my comedy book.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm being. So
it goes without saying. And of course, you never put Hollywood Handbook in here. You're Officer Gatekeep. You're the original Officer Gatekeep. It's got to be your little thing, your special little thing. Has to
the
be
the fucking sheriff.
The only Vulture Fest has to be the only festival we get invited to. We get invited every 4 years, like clockwork.
Mm-hmm. It's the Olympics for us.
Just when I'm gasping for it.
Yeah.
Today,
unlike
I mean,
many professional athletes, we'll have three cracks at Vulture Fest in our career, just like with the Olympics, you know? And and I hope that we do stick the landing on the next one, because otherwise it'll all have been wasted.
Haven't you already done three? I feel like you've done three already. Didn't you do two in New York?
Oh, we did one with Alex Blomberg. We did one with
Tom,
and we did one with Bosch.
Bosch.
And the last one was 2 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm already getting a little.
It's
I'm getting
out of time,
itch, man.
Starting to think about what maybe in, I guess, two years, what it will be.
Yeah. I'm starting to get
any ideas?
4 year itch.
Uh-huh. When Jesse said that he was in town for Vulture Fest, and I learned that Vulture Fest was happening right here, as I'm trying to get ready to do the show, by the way, I find out that Vulture Fest was happening. When? Like tomorrow?
Yeah. It's in 2 days.
Okay. So not tomorrow.
Yeah, like tomorrow.
So no, in 2 days.
2 days from now is a lot like tomorrow.
Yeah, especially because it's nighttime.
Really similar.
It starts in the morning.
If this were a year ago, I could give a fuck. I just did it last year.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it again. But
you
now 2 years. I'm like, I don't
now
need to do it. But
we moved location, so we want to make sure it's good before we invite y'all to it.
Mm-hmm. Staying ahead of the sheriff.
This guy even talks like a book. He's gone so book mode.
Who's
so
a funny? Who's the funniest pill. Person
we
in
moved
that book?
Locations. Fucking book ass, motherfucker. It's exactly what you would write in a book about it.
Who's the funniest person in the book?
Who made you laugh the most in the book when you were writing about it?
And he doesn't even have to say. I can read it in his face. All you have to do is ask. And like you can't really see as, and obviously Sean is even better at this than I am, but like we don't need an answer.
Got it,
when
cool.
we ask questions on this show, or like if we're just hanging out with you,
sure.
We ask the question and then we're good. You can chill. We
there
got
cool.
the answer yeah. all over
You're
your
good,
fucking
Doug.
Face.
Doug, you already told me, man.
And out of courtesy to you, I will not be sharing who you said, because it would.
It's very problematic.
It would not be good for sales. Let's put it that way.
No. I'm like, it's like John Edwards crossing over up in this piece. Like, I don't need you to actually tell me anything. Like, I'm getting it all. You're giving me everything I need.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm getting, I'll tell you what, I'm getting a C and a K. Now, look. I want to know what the post is going to look like when you write about coming on this podcast. Let me read you my favorite Instagram caption of the past week or so about someone appearing on a podcast. When writing the book, I would listen to long form a lot. Primarily, I was trying to learn things from the guests, but I'd be lying if it wasn't also out of secret-esque dream of being on one day. I am on this week's episode, and it rules. I'll be the judge of that.
Oh,
also, if you are a journalist, please don't steal my watch story. Link in my stories. So, a lot of things were done right.
Mm-hmm.
Some things could be done better.
Sure.
The watch story thing is genius, because it does make me go, now I need to listen.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a journalist, but if you're a journalist, please don't steal my watch story. So there's some watch story that could be stolen by journalists, and it's just enough of a specific to get me clicking play and listening. Haven't done it yet. Have a lot going on this week.
That's interesting, because watch story is the one thing I don't want to do when I see Jesse's Instagram.
Bodied. So
that was really funny. That's gonna go.
Yeah, I want you to write about it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm gonna remember.
Yeah,
this
I want
moment.
You to write a fucking book.
Yeah,
about
man,
it.
That's for your next comedy book. I'm on this week's episode, and it rules. Jesse, it rules to be on it, right? Do you get to say that your episode rules?
You know what? You're correct. That is unclear. I more meant that it ruled to be on it. But it does make it seem like the episode rules. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
Well, if you think that's unclear, let me hit you with the sentence before. I'd be lying if it wasn't also out of secret-esque dream of being on one day. Now, I know what you mean.
Sure.
But from Mr.
I don't.
Book,
why would you be lying if it wasn't?
I don't remember. Wait, say it again. Read it again.
I'd be lying if it wasn't also out of secret-esque dream of being on one day.
So if you listening to
secret
long
capitalized,
form, if you listening to long form was not out of a secret-esque dream of being on the show one day, why would you be lying?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be lying because the previous sentence, I believe, implies that I listened
primarily, I was trying to learn things from the guests.
Yes.
But like I'd be that, lying if it wasn't also out of secret-esque dream of being on one day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a... Because I'm implying like, oh, look at me. I'm like a good student. But actually, I am a snake.
But that's not what you said.
Yeah.
You said you would be lying if you listening to long form, if the condition of you listening to long form was not out of a secret-esque dream of, if you would be lying if that were not the case.
Yes. I'd be lying if that was not. So I'd be lying.
You'd be lying if you said that.
Yes. If
that it was not out of a secret-esque dream.
You wouldn't be lying if it wasn't. You'd be lying if you said it wasn't.
But that's not what you said.
I'm going to immediately edit this right when it leaves, and then
they
people will be
let
like
you do that. They should let some people
no
do
that
they
should be locked in because then it's going to look like I'd be lying if I said that's what you said.
Exactly. Yeah. Trying
you
to catch
won't
me.
You will not make a fool of me. All right,
but this is
we
New
got
York.
Another long
this is New
caption.
York like this is how you like get you know it's the hustle. It's like the whole it's whatever it takes in New York, like
whatever.
I understand how it works there. We like
I'm
to
gonna,
be honest.
I'm going to do two captions now, okay? First one's long. 4,000 years ago, he's kidding. 4,000 years ago, when I imagined moving back to New York to try to become a professional writer, I wondered if I'd ever get to meet Maris. Slaughterhouse 90210 was the only Tumblr I actually followed, and I thought it was the coolest thing on the internet. I feel very fortunate to be her friend now. It is quite meaningful that she enjoyed my book and wanted to talk to me about it on her podcast with a perfect name, and it's called The Maris Review. Then I'm going to read another caption.
Sure.
I am on the Bechdel cast this week.
Wow.
I do not want to get Bechdel casted.
I only
we're going to be more
this week.
I'm
I
listening
need a
to the
big,
Maris
long
thing
story.
And thinking, like, what are we going to get? But I didn't know that the Bechdel cast treatment was an option. That's on the no. table. Now I'm scared.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, this is terrifying to me. First of all, there better be a grid post, and the grid post better have a
are
big,
these all grid
long
posts?
Story.
These are all on the grid?
He's hitting the gritty with every one of
his
appearances.
I did a poll asking if I'm supposed to put everything on the grid, and my stories readers, including Sean, said, and I don't know if you voted. But
I got to vote.
He's got to
vote.
Vote.
If
yeah.
you,
democracy
if you don't
dies
vote,
in darkness.
You got no right to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe people like, you should put it. Did you think they should all go on the grid?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. So there you go.
There's more to the post. I'm being unfair. I'm on the Bechdel cast this week talking about Ruby Sparks. Thank you, Jamie Christ Superstar and Caitlin Durante. It was a manic pixie dream.
Yeah.
It's like okay. a cute little joke, but I just hope that I hope we get more, and all respect to that podcast, but you know, you see the Maris Review one, you see the long form one, you think, boy, this guy's really digging deep to do these captions. So what do we think? Like, what do we want to say?
And if
these
if
guys
we
were
workshop
in my book
this,
for a long time,
we can workshop some of the quotes on this as well for the second edition.
Sure, so, yeah.
Tig on the cover says, not a single person alive knows, consumes, or truly loves comedy like Jesse David Fox. Notice she didn't say as well as Jesse David Fox.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows, consumes, or truly loves comedy like Jesse David Fox.
She's merely copping to the fact that you are an individual
specific.
Person on the
specific.
Planet Earth.
Very specific in your tastes,
mm-hmm.
in your predilections.
I think that's accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has to be. It has to be. That's
it's the on
the
thing. Cover of
I think
a
she's
book.
Worried about getting pulled into court.
Let's look at this index. COVID-19 pandemic, 27, 112, 155, 157, 185 to 86, 259, 266, 297 to 99, 304, 306, 311 to 14, comedians and 293, 94, 304 to 305. Jesus, I'm laughing my ass off.
I'm losing my shit, man. Well, we have 26 pages mentioning the COVID pandemic. I'm losing it. That's fucking
it was happening
book.
While I was writing the book. How could I not bring it up that much?
You did it. Now, explain this other grid post to me.
Oh, Steven Crowder's in here. Great.
I got another grid post to go over.
In the same chapter I think you're in.
Steven Crowder is on page 288. I am mm-hmm. on page 275. Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It took 13 pages to make a connection between the two of you, but he did it. There's 13 pages of like supporting evidence that it's like, and that is why Hayes is the same.
Steven Crowder.
So I have another grid post I want to mention.
Sure.
And I don't totally understand it, but I'm just looking at the picture and I'm sort of skimming the post as I did the book. Are you the one who told Hasan Minhaj to make up those stories?
Why do you ask?
It says truth is what a comedian makes of it. And then there's a photo of Hasan Minhaj. And then it says our comedy writer. Well, that, you wanted to be called comedy critic.
Mm-hmm.
Our comedy writer, Jesse David Fox, wrote a book, exclamation point, called Comedy Book, How Comedy Conquered Culture and the Magic That Makes It Work. And lucky for us, we have a first look excerpt in the bio. And the hope for comedy book blah 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 blah. And then it says was not to change what people think about comedians and their comedy, but how you want to change how I think.
Yeah,
I do not use the term emotional truth, but I get pretty close.
Yeah.
So why did you make Hasan say those things?
Because otherwise no one would care about the book. I don't write about him, mm-hmm. but like I write about things that are adjacent.
He's not even in it.
He's on page 105
it's
and 117.
Cover photo for the excerpt.
Why? Yes. Detected. Why? Detected.
Yeah, he's in the book. I think it's in a parenthetical about people that were on The Daily Show.
Oh, so that doesn't, when you say I don't write about him, you think the parenthetical, no one can read those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not writing.
That's just... Mm-hmm. Just for Jesse.
That's some secret-esque writing. I'd be lying if it wasn't secret-esque writing when I did a parenthetical.
It is in a parenthetical, you're right, but it's a long-ass parenthetical.
Yeah, it's a lot of this people were on The Daily Show.
Huge.
Right?
Well, I guess there's no lie detected there. There were a lot of people on The Daily Show.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is book. Catherine Zeta-Jones is in the book. And Sean Clements is not. The book is called Comedy Book.
It's
Catherine
called Comedy
Zeta
Book.
Jones.
We found our way to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I was
Sean
just thinking
didn't come
about
up.
Today. I was watching Ocean's 12, and I thought, I wish I didn't put Catherine Zeta-Jones in the book. And I thought, I wonder
Jeez,
if
it would have left a little bit of room. How many pages is it, Hayes?
It is 316 generously spaced pages.
So we're sub 350 to explain how comedy conquered culture and the magic that makes it work. And we got to Catherine Zeta-Jones and not me. Seems like we were doing some filler at some point. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm crazy.
Narendra Modi. Page 125. The first half of the book. We get to Modi.
It just seems early to get to Modi.
He's only in it once.
He is only in it once.
I thought maybe he's in it twice, but around the same time.
Just killed a mosquito. They're still out there. Well, you've had a lot of space to apologize.
And to devise your caption. We still have to do that.
We haven't really dug in at all on what it's going to say. So give me a taste of what it might
Dr.
be, and I'll
Luke.
See if I can clear
oh,
it up.
Jesus.
Dr. Luke, yeah. Dr. Laura as well, I believe.
Yeah, let's take a first pat. I mean,
Dr. Drew's got to be in there.
Dr. Drew?
Do you just do it like off the rip when you are captioning this stuff? Do you just kind of roll your eyes back in your head and just let your fingers go?
Or are they preloaded? Is it like how they have obituaries written already for people? Do you have like podcast captions?
No, it's like how Jim Carrey wrote himself a million-dollar check.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was on the first time, I go, I can't wait for when I'm back on the show, on main feed show. They're going to invite me back any day now as a make good for my main episode not being on it. Sean wasn't even on that record.
Jim Carrey's in the book on three pages.
And fewer I didn't pages, show up for this one either.
Fewer pages than Drew Michael.
I don't even remember what I talked about Jim Carrey about.
Jim Carrey is on pages 8, 58, and 63.
That's
Drew
fine.
Michael is on.
I think Jim Carrey's a bigger comedian than I am. I'm not crazy. Like, I haven't lost, you know, all sense of scale. I do think Jim Carrey's a bigger comedian
than
I am.
I'm trying to think of the least
I think you should be on three different pages.
The least famous person that has the most pages in the book. I don't.
Who do you think it is?
I have some ideas, but.
Probably fucking Hayes.
Wasn't Hayes. Hayes is. One page.
A glancing mention.
Mm-hmm.
He ruffles my hair a little bit. It moves along.
Little chuck
meanwhile, Nick Ciarelli, pages 249 to 252.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And if that weren't enough, we'd come back for more on page 254. We just thought we were done with Nick Ciarelli.
Well, I'm summarizing that section after I go to Djibouti.
The section. The Ciarelli section.
Well, it's with Bradford.
I'm not even going to turn to that part of the index.
It's probably about the same exact pages.
What about, I mean, obviously, so you're writing the caption.
Sure.
I start with something like, when I was a little baby, my
dream was to be on.
I told my mommy that I wanted to be on Hollywood Handbook, and I couldn't say so I said Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah. Good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish little baby JD could have seen how much I rocked. When I did the show.
The boys were loving my stuff.
The perfectly named show.
None of them called me Chuck Furtherman. That's my little joke about writing a bunch of essays with pop culture references. I think that could be really good. I think that if it's talking about how he was telling his mommy that he wanted to be on the show, maybe it's like, and I sit here so proud today, and she laughs her fucking guts out.
Yes.
At their entire catalog of incredible work. Not just my episode, which is worth subscribing for, but so many others. And you could just start listing, you know, 25, 30 episodes of the show that people need to check out.
And just pro version.
Paywalled stuff.
Yeah. All right, cool.
There's a section, page 282 to 293 is about bad little boys.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean's not in that.
You don't want to be one of those boys.
Nuts.
You don't want to be one
of
those boys.
That's insane. Excuse
me. He doesn't want to be, but he is. Of course he doesn't want to be.
I don't want to be and nobody wants me to be, but the fact is,
it's undeniable.
I've been a little naughty lately.
He's a bad little boy.
I'm sort of a bad little boy. I don't always listen.
He's been bad. He needs to be punished.
All right.
I'm trying to find my consequences.
In the next edition, I'll put you in a parenthetical next to Andrew Schultz and Ricky Gervais.
Well, we have a podcast with almost the same name.
I know, exactly. That's what makes sense.
I know. Yeah. He comes across my feed a little bit now and then, and I do go like, am I Did I do this?
Yeah.
How'd they know?
That's the yeah. Where the Ginsburg and the I don't even think about you meme. That's not so bad. At least we're
yeah,
in the
it's
meme.
Okay.
Comedy Cellar. Okay. A lot of pages of the cellar.
Yeah.
They let you sit at the table.
I think I said
if you don't remember, then the answer is no.
You weren't at the table.
If the sentence begins, I think that it wasn't that table.
I yeah. stood in front of it, and I can't remember if I sat down to talk to Gary Goldman or if I or if he stood up.
Uh-huh.
He stood
I was
up,
there.
Friend.
Yeah, you would also remember if he stood up.
Oh, man, you don't want to sit here. Here, let me show you the really great table. Just take you outside. Sit you down at a Denny's across the street. This is where it really happens.
Do you have any big interviews at Vulture Fest this weekend that you're doing?
I'm interviewing Robin Thede.
Wow.
She's teaching a comedy class, a comedy writing class.
Big Thede. Call it that.
Call it that now?
Yes.
Change the name of the event.
Change the name of the event, yes, to Big Thede.
All right.
She's probably been known to partake every now and then.
Mm-hmm. A mediocre interview.
That's it.
And I'm introducing Chelsea Peretti's doing a play she wrote. Her podcast is back.
And you're introducing it?
I'm introducing it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan for that?
I don't know.
How do we do it? I haven't seen plays get introduced a lot. Usually when I go, the play just starts, so...
How are you going to talk? Are you like, can't I think believe I'm gonna how well you're doing at the introduction during the introduction? It's going to be tough.
I think it's mostly just going to be about how our podcast is back and how that's exciting.
It is?
It is exciting.
No, I mean, it's back.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently it's back.
It's on Big Money Players.
Is there a...
ask her if she wants us to be on it.
Is there a Patreon?
I don't think... I have not seen her announce a Patreon.
Okay.
Yet.
I'll know when
if we get on the podcast, am I in the next book?
About your episode of Call Chelsea Peretti?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Does that make the book? Like, what do I have to do here?
Renoir is in this.
Guy keeps moving the fucking target for me.
If I do an extended version, I will put back the thing about Flagrant Ones that I put in. But all those funny songs... Your subscribers paid to write for you.
Excuse me. We also wrote some funny songs.
Yeah. So there hasn't been songs in a while.
I know. Okay. I know. We're just, it's so crazy lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the COVID-19 pandemic. And, look, you wrote about it. It's half your book. You understand.
And 5 months of not being allowed to do other work. Like, it's just crazy.
It's crazy.
It's made us all so crazy.
But now you can get
I guess I'll be beating feet right about now.
It's a pro version. You know, like, I would love to go longer. It's the pro version.
There's so much to talk about. It sure was, mighty fine to see you, Mr. Comedy Book. and I did love it. And until next time, to Mr. Just Jesse Fox now to me.
Oh.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.